It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse. Lots of courts in this country. Basketball courts, food courts, guest rooms at the Courtyard, Marriott, all kinds of courts.
Interesting. I never thought about how many courts we had. Yeah.
But the best court is the judicial kind.
Okay.
And it's What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Changing my name.
Changing your name? Okay, what's your name right now?
Gregory Ryan.
Okay, and what do you want to change it to?
Gregory Gutterman.
Gutterman?
It's my mother's maiden name, and I feel a lot more attached to her side of the family.
If you're going to change your name, you might as well go all out, right?
That's true. I was thinking about...
You could do anything. You could even use your mom's name and your dad's name, and then combine it with the Gutterman. Next thing you know, you're like Mary Samantha Gregory Gutterman Johnson.
That would be a lot to fill out on any kind of forms or paperwork, I think.
Not that it's a bad idea, just, like, man, I don't know if I want to write that much.
Yeah. Dude, I have a friend whose name takes up two lines on their driver's license.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a big name. And annoying. You know what? He hates forms.
Yep, so
yeah, there's not enough
it.
Spaces for him.
Just change his last name to a period.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to do. It's What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Seeking justice for myself. Filed against my former partner.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to break up, so it led to this. I was hoping we could be friends, but it's coming out ugly.
The situation seems really bad, but you're just out here eating popcorn, like, seeing pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a nice outcome for myself.
Yeah, no, good for you. So are you going to put yourself back out there on the market?
Oh, no, I don't do that, but they just fall into my lap for some reason.
Oh, they fall into your lap?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Men?
Yes. First moved here 5 years ago, I had 8 proposals for men to marry me.
What? 8? Oh my gosh, you are...
I narrowed it down to 1, but this is the one I want to get away from.
You made the wrong decision, so you're going to hit up the other 7 now?
No, but some of them died.
Oh, they died?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean...
Older, and I guess the time was right for them to go or something.
Or something, I don't know. Or something.
I will say, there's a lot of people listening and like, what? I can't even get 1 proposal, and this dude's getting 8?
Eight.
Like, what am I doing wrong? I don't care if they're about to die. Like, I just want 1.
Also should be a movie about his love life,
because
it sounds crazy.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, man, they got me for reckless driving, man.
What? Tell me the story. What happened?
Okay. This is what happened, man, right? I left a friend of mine's wedding party. Mm-hmm. And we were smoking cigars and drinking cognac, right? We was chilling. And the cognac was a high brand, so I knew the content was going to be high.
High percentage.
I got done on my way home. Almost on my way home, man, police pulls me over, right? Mm-hmm. There's some say, man, you were swerving. I said, sir, I was not swerving. I was trying to get over to the right lane so I can turn, man, right?
Okay.
As I'm talking, the alcohol came out, man.
So he smelled your breath.
Yeah, so he was like, sir, have you been drinking? I said, ain't this about a
What did he say?
Bitch, man, he said, well, just come on. I said, man, look, man, just open up the back door. I'll get in.
You know? Wait a minute. So you didn't even take a test?
Look,
you didn't
look,
do
look,
nothing?
Look, I mean, I'll dry this motherfucker down.
Well, at least he owns up to it. He's like, look, I'm not even going to waste your time. Just let me in. I'll drive you there. I'm good right now, but I'll drive, okay?
I'm hoping that he doesn't drive anymore, but I do want to go drinking with that dude.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a fun dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like he'd be a good time.
Yeah.
It's What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I broke into a house. My neighbor's house.
What? For any particular reason?
Yeah, I got high and I thought a girl was in the house and I thought they were going to burn down the house with her in it.
Oh.
So I went over there and kicked down their doors and tried to save this girl that wasn't actually in there. So.
What did they say when you came into the house?
There's a lot of screaming and they ran out their front door. And
what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I was just gung-ho about finding this girl that wasn't there.
So you went into like every room and you scoured, or like what did you do? You just broke down the door and stared?
No, and I went into every room and... Yeah, so it's residential burglary, so it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is pretty bad, I will say. Well, what is the lesson learned from this situation then?
Do math, not meth.
Math, not math. But I went in there to save this invisible girl, but she wasn't in there. But all of her jewelry was there.
Yeah.
So I decided to take her jewelry so that wouldn't get burned down in the fire.
Oh, hey, but listen, you know what? On drugs, that man's a hero.
Yep. You can learn a lot down at the courthouse. Just go and ask them a very simple question, and you'll learn math, not meth.
Yes.
Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.